Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
With the 22nd selection in the 2003 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rex Grossman, quarterback, University of Florida.
And now we focus back on Grossman, who has all day and goes deep. Varian down the middle, hit in stride. Touchdown, Chicago.
But that throw, that was a wow throw from Rex Grossman, hitting Varian for 68 yards, a touchdown.
Down the sideline, Grossman does, and it's caught by Varian. What a throw by Rex Grossman.
Grossman in the pocket, fires, and the ball is caught by Muhammad for the touchdown.
If those highlights sound familiar, it's because you know who it is. Rex Grossman, kind enough to join us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, of course. The over a decade NFL veteran, the former Bears quarterback here from 2003 to 2008. Yes, that includes the Super Bowl. And Rex is joining Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher and defensive standout Alex Brown, who we love from pre- and post-game coverage, for a special cruise on Lake Michigan with City Cruises Live, telling stories and reliving that special 2006 season. Rex, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We just gave out our grades, and please laugh at this. It took us an hour and a half to do so when it came to when it came to offense, defense, special teams. We did quarterback and head coach and like somebody we wanted to highlight. If you were giving the Bears a grade for their season so far, you just have to give one. What would you say?
Oh, I'd give them an A-. They're a young team ascending, and they're doing a pretty damn good job of creating a lot of momentum, and they look like they're having fun and they're building something. So I'm giving them an A-.
Rex, when you look at what this team has become, and it seems like a stark contrast. I know it's only been a year since we were looking at that 10-game losing streak. What do you think the biggest difference has been in Caleb Williams this year versus what you saw from the rookie quarterback last year?
Well, I mean, just watch him from afar. He just seems like he's more comfortable with his decision-making. You know, last year, I think, first of all, the offensive line's a lot better this year. Plus, he's more confident where he's looking and going through his reads instead of just holding the ball a little bit too long and dancing in the pocket and doing some things when maybe guys were open and he was trying to make a wild play. I think he's understanding the game a little more, has better protection, and I think his coach is putting his eyes in the right spot.
Rex, I got to tell you, man, just listening to you right now, it's so good to hear your voice. I feel like we have been missing you for some time here in terms of coming on the radio, being present in Chicago. I see a text right at the top that says, I miss Rex. Where have you been, man? What's been going on? How are you?
I'm good, man. I had 1 year with the Houston Texans and 4 years with the Washington Redskins, and now I'm in South Florida, living the dream, just hanging out. Being in Chicago was the best 6 years of my life.
Really?
I had a lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs, but mostly ups, you know. I had a couple injuries, you know, I got benched, but also, like, was drafted in the first round, went to a Super Bowl, had a bunch of amazing memories. Such a fun city to live in, and that whole 6 years will is a special 6 years of my life.
You are a huge part, a huge character in Bears history. You just are. You're part of what I call the pre-Cutler era, and things kind of changed after that in terms of the QB and where they were drafting them. You were obviously number 22 overall, and you talk about all the great memories, and obviously 2006 was a great year. Hell, for 5-6 games, people thought you were the MVP, but I want to take you back to one of my memories that I've been wanting to ask you about, and this is in the year 2005. That was a year you had a broken ankle in the preseason. You returned to a game on I believe you relieved Kyle Orton on December 18th, 2005 against Atlanta. And the reason it resonates with me, Rex, is because I was at the game as a fan, freezing my ass off. The beers weren't taking that night. I had cardboard separating my feet from the concrete. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You remember the game, man. You come in. I think your first throw, I think, was like a sidearm 10 or 11 yard pickup. The crowd went crazy. Like, they went nuts when you came into the game. What do you remember about that other than the fact that it was freezing that night against Atlanta at Soldier Field?
My rookie year, I started the last three games of the season. Cordell Stewart was the quarterback, and I kind of got my feet wet, and I was all excited for my full season in 04. And the third game of the year, I tore my ACL. So that was, you know, a big bummer. And it was a lot of rehab, a lot of mental anguish, you know, physical therapy to get back. And the first preseason game, I break my ankle. And it was just, I couldn't have been more down. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just... And then to watch the team have success and in 05 and wanting to be a part of it, and just felt like, you know, some really down moments right there. But as I started to heal from my ankle and Kyle Orton wasn't playing really well, I was kind of finally dressing and getting healthy. And, you know, at halftime, Lovie Smith was like, we're going to put you in. And I couldn't have been more excited. I know it was like 5 degrees out, but it felt like 90 in my uniform. I was ready to roll.
Yeah.
And after all those 3 years really wanting to get my, you know, feet wet, I was running out on the field, just couldn't have been more pumped up. And to get that ovation, it was just goosebumps, you know. And then the first play, I was, you know, the wind was blowing, but it didn't matter. I just fired it into Mohsin Muhammad, and the crowd went crazy. And that was a special moment for sure.
We are talking to Rex Grossman, of course, the former Bears quarterback, and he is part of a city cruise on November 21st. The dinner cruise sets sail from Navy Pier. You can get your tickets at citycruises.com/live. And Rex, I also want to ask, just, I know you gave your grade earlier of the Bears overall, but what do you think about this offense, especially when I consider you were part of one of the later eras where the college offense really did not match up with what you would see in the NFL? I feel like the Bears offense is a good example of being able to mix a lot of what made college offenses so fun during your time, for example, at Florida, and then what we're seeing in the NFL now. How do you look at the offense as a whole?
Well, I think Ben Johnson is an amazing coordinator that really has a lot of trick plays and everybody talks about, but just be able to create separation for the wide receivers schematically is what it's all about. I mean, we had that a lot with Ron Turner, but when I was with Kyle Shanahan and understanding defenses and how you affect linebackers to create holes behind them, and was just eye-opening. And it all pretty much starts with the running game. And I think the Bears have been running the ball pretty well, which makes it a lot easier on the quarterback, because then the play action starts to really affect safeties and linebackers, and you can start to attack those holes. But I think that's exactly what they're doing. And then they're so young, but they're so talented that some of the plays Caleb makes is just, you can't schematically draw that up. So if he gets really good at just the basics, he's going to be amazing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today as we discuss football with Rex Grossman, former Chicago Bears great, former Florida great. I remember I went to Mississippi State. Yeah, your first trip to Starkville was not a good one, but then you paid us back with a 52-0 just blowout the second time around. Yeah, so there's that, Rex. But I do want to talk to you about how much do you follow the NFL versus the college game, because I know you're a Florida legend, and you're seeing things take place like the game last night between the Packers and the Eagles, and it seems like it's hard to find out where the Bears fall in this kind of hierarchy of what we're seeing across the NFC and the NFL at large.
Well, the Bears are coming. I mean, I was, I'm a Bears fan, so I was hoping that they would be able to sneak into the playoffs this year and make things happen for the 2026 season, because that's basically what happened to us in 2005. We established ourselves as a good team, and then going into 2006, we had high expectations, and for the most part, we met them. So that's what I was rooting for. But it looks like they're well on their way to doing that, and obviously they got to have a great second half of the season here, but they got every opportunity to make the playoffs and make something happen. They're going to be a tough out if they make the playoffs.
I hope you're right, man. This segment with Rex Grossman is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at the worst, we're at our best. I love that you said that this was the best 6 years of your life, because I can't imagine what it's like to be a Bears quarterback. I mean, the scrutiny is heavy. The pressure is large. You're getting stuck. Like, every single quarterback that's been here gets those critiques. What was it like for you in that regard? Were you turned off as you went out of town because of all that? And what do you think about all the quarterbacks since you that have taken that same pressure, and it seems to affect like the play of these quarterbacks, the pressure that exists to be a good quarterback in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of negatives. Everything you said is true, but there's also, you're in Chicago, you're playing for the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl, you get drafted in the first round, you're in a beautiful city with passionate fans, and a lot of them loved me. A lot of them didn't. But, that's just part of it. And during the 2006 season, our defense was playing so well and our special teams was making plays, and we would play great on offense. But when we didn't, I was the lightning rod, and the 670, the score was all over it. So everybody just was talking about, well, the defense is going to play great. Special teams is going to play great. We're going to run the ball decent. How's Rex going to play? So I became a lightning rod as big as it gets. So that was a little bit of pressure for sure, but the biggest pressure was on me to figure out how to play consistently well. And I was good at times, and at times I wish I had a few things back. But it was an amazing experience. But when I left, I was just so motivated to get another opportunity to play as well as I know I could have, and at times I did as well, but inconsistency was something I never really got over.
Rex, I know that this is a bit of a preview of what people who are attending this cruise with you and Brian Urlacher and Alex Brown are going to experience on November 21st. What makes this event special for you?
It was fun. Brian Urlacher and Alex Brown reached out if I wanted to do this, and we've done two of them already, and it was just fun to kind of be around them and hang out. It's like a big little, it's a big cruise boat, goes out of Navy Pier, and we have a few drinks and we tell stories and answer questions and just kind of hang out with the fans. They have dinner, and it's like, I didn't know what to expect the first go around, but it's just fun. We're just up there telling stories, talking to the fans, hanging out, taking pictures. It's just like a cool event. I didn't know it would be that much fun the first go around, but it was cool.
Who's the most chatty out of you three?
Oh, Alex Brown, for sure. I mean, it's not even close. Brian and I kind of look at each other like, just let him run. Just let him go with it.
Rex, will you do us a favor, by the way? Will you please not be a stranger? I know, like, the score probably wasn't your favorite radio station to listen to at one point in time, man.
Yeah.
But our listeners love hearing from you. I understand. Like, look, I'm part of it, man. I'm in the media. I cover the Bears to this day. And it ain't easy, man. But it's so good to hear from you. And I hope that you'll come out again with us and we could talk more football and just break down these Bears games.
Absolutely. Give me a call anytime.
Well, we love it, Rex. And then anything else you want to let people know about with this upcoming cruise on the 21st? Because it does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a full bar, dinner. You know, it's just like a little cruise around Lake Michigan and we talk football. You know, we have like a meet and greet session, take pictures, hang out. It's not a big deal. And it's really fun. So if you got nothing to do Friday night, come join us.
Well, I think the listener's new objective now is to get you to talk more than Alex Barron.
That's never going to happen.
Never.
He's my teammate at Florida. He's my teammate in Chicago. I know him well, and I don't have his lungs, for sure.
Well, Rex, it's going to be fun. Thanks again for joining us. You can get tickets at citycruises.com/live. Rex Grossman, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Rex.
I appreciate it. See you guys.
See ya.
That's Rex Grossman. How fun is that? And yeah, I had to mess with him a little bit there because having worked with Alex Brown, and we all know Alex pretty well because of his work on pre and post game. I figured he might be the favorite, but now we have a challenge.
I swear to God,
a lot of questions.
If I had one more question, I was going to go the sexy route. I was starting to feel comfortable. I was going to ask him if people still call him sexy.
I guess we'll find out at the city cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, you say, got to leave a little something for the city cruise. Exactly.
Exactly. Coming up next, it is halftime. And we had a discussion of which stories we wanted to discuss with everybody for halftime today. But there was something that came across the newswire about a week ago that actually not only affects Mark Grody, but also his mom and the Cubs. So we'll do it all next.
Well, the Bears are coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.